And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check out the Facebook page. Make sure you check out the YouTube page. Every interview is up. Upcoming events. We'll be talking about that later. Right now, I want to talk about video games and all the accessories. I'm a proud owner of a PS4 and Xbox One. I'm a video game freak. And one thing that I like about video games is the accessories that, you know, may come with them. And, you know, some people always ask me, hey, where do you get all these cool products? Where do you get these cool products? And I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I have to order a lot of stuff online. And so I thought it'd be really cool to bring in somebody to talk about some of the products, you know, as far as video game accessories. And I got Chris Arbogast. He's the NYCO Director of Marketing at NYCO.com. He's on a Super Celebrity Hotline right now with us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, first of all, for people that don't really know about NYCO, tell us about NYCO products and what it makes.
Sure. So, we're a developer and manufacturer of video game accessories and peripherals for pretty much any console and also handhelds. So Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Wii U, and then the handheld consoles, as well as we make controllers for Android cell phones and stuff like that as well. So pretty much anything that you know, accessorizes your current console or handheld. And typically we like to stick to more technology pieces, so less kind of plastic attachments and more tech stuff, so either chargers, coolers, controllers, stuff like that.
Okay, now when it comes to making different peripherals and accessories for consoles, I mean, what do you take in effect? Do you look at, as far as research and what's in demand, or you just say, okay, I think it'd be really cool to have this particular add-on device to this console?
That's actually a little both. So what we typically do is we're, majority of us here, you know, gamers ourselves, and so when a new platform is announced or released, we can get our hands on it, we'll take it home, play with it, around with it, and then we'll come together and in sort of group format session of brainstorming, and typically we look for a couple of things, either somewhere we can add some kind of new unique feature, mm-hmm. or augment it in some way, and the other one is, you know, where is there a problem or a potential issue that we can kind of fix, or you know, give, you know, gamers or users something that they're asking for. And some of the most successful products we've had is where we kind of solve a problem, or you add something that the first-party developers maybe left out or something like that. So we always look for those two things. Can we add some extra feature to it, or is there a problem we can solve?
Oh, great, great. Let's talk about the charge station for a moment. For those of you, you know, who have, you know, the Wii U, some of the problems range from the Wii U tablet, the battery life, the Wiimotes, and battery usage. How does the charge station address these problems?
Well, so we were actually the first company to make a video game charge base last generation. Our first one was for the original Wii. And the idea there was to, kind of twofold. One, to, you know, make it so it's more efficient. So instead of having to constantly go and replace disposable batteries, AA's and things like that, you can just have one system where you can plug in an easy-to-use battery pack once and then drop it onto a base. You don't have to plug in cables and everything else. They just drop it to the base itself, and the contact points line up, and it recharges. And so it's a lot more convenient. Ease of use, you also save money by not having to you constantly buy disposable batteries. And the last benefit is obviously environmental. So you're not filling landfills with a bunch of disposable batteries and things of that nature, because you're reusing a renewable energy source. So.
Oh, wow. And it, does the same thing work with the charge base for the PlayStation 4, or is that a little different?
Yeah, well, each one for each console is a little bit different. So on the Wii U side, obviously, has the gamepad, which is a rechargeable battery pack, but then the Wii remotes themselves take AA's. And so for our charge station U, for instance, we include two rechargeable battery packs for the Wii remotes, and then just a kind of a docking base for the gamepad itself. And that's actually adjustable for viewing angle. On the PlayStation 4 side of things, because the batteries are internal, we use our patented dongle charging system. So it's just a very small micro USB dongle you put on the top of the controller. Mm-hmm. And that's, so instead of having to plug in a cable or like a micro USB prong or wedge it onto some sort of dock where you have to line up the components correctly, we found that over time, repetitive use of those prongs, like you probably use it with your cell phone. You're plugging that cable in and out multiple times, and it's the wear and tear, especially if it's hanging on like something like a heavy, like a controller, onto that prong. Over time, we'll start to bend it, or it could just go up the top of your controller. And so we found that the dongle system is much easier. You just put the dongle on top, and you can drop it into place. You don't have to line anything up. And it just, over time, improves the longevity of your charging solution.
Okay. And one thing I did notice is that you don't have any accessories for the Nintendo 3DS. Is there any particular reason for this? Should I be kind of afraid, of getting anything as far as the Nintendo 3DS? Because I have a friend that loves 3DS, and he likes to have extra accessories, and he's worried about 3DS being obsolete.
So we did launch several accessories at the beginning of 3DS lifecycle. But for us, on the handheld side of things, as we've seen over this past generation, obviously the demand isn't as much as it used to be for handheld accessories. Mm-hmm. There's certain things do still sell there, like your typical cases and screen protectors. More the technology items, like the battery packs and things of that nature, just didn't sell as well. So after we got through initial orders of those items, we kind of discontinued those pieces, just because they weren't performing as well in the marketplace as some of the other things for, like, let's say, consoles and such. And so we focused more on the consoles more recently in this generation than the handheld side, just because of the marketplace and the sell-through of the items we had.
Right, okay. And then for our listeners that are listening to this right now, and, they're hearing all this, and, like, oh, man, this sounds cool. I wonder if Nyko makes, any other, accessories outside of video. Do you make any other products outside of video games, or is it just exclusive video games?
So it's mostly all gaming. Like I said, we do have controllers, the PlayPad and the PlayPad Pro, for Android cell phones. So if you're into cell phone gaming, you can hook up via Bluetooth that way. We also do have a product called the PowerBase, which is kind of a first foray for us into the non-gaming mobile market. So it's a Qi-enabled charging dock. So if you have Qi built in your phone, so you're using a Nexus 5 or you have like a Galaxy S4, we include an energy card for that. And so Qi is a wireless induction technology. So instead of having to plug cords in, once the energy cards are installed in your phone, or in case you have a Nexus 5 which has it built in, you just drop it onto the base and it will wirelessly recharge through the air.
All right, great. And Chris, one last question. What are some of the upcoming products that we can expect from Nyko in the next few months?
So we just recently announced a whole line of what we call modular accessories for Xbox One and PS4 at E3 this year. And so we're going to be rolling those out over the next couple months, starting in September, around the launch of Destiny and stuff like that. We've got a white version of some of them. But the idea behind modular is that up until this point, you're familiar with our charging bases and things that plug into the wall and work kind of independently of one another. And the idea behind modular was that we wanted to create a series of accessories that would all attach directly to the console and would work together in tandem. So say you wanted to have one modular item, you can do that, or you can buy two or three modular items and it all works in the same console. And so they're all USB powered. They all add some other feature, whether it be charging, cooling, or cleaning. And then they're all, like I said, cross-compatible.
Wow.
So like on PS4, for instance, we have a modular charge station that sits on top of the console and has the charging dongles I mentioned before. And you can just effectively put your two controllers on top of your console and recharge them via the USB ports in the front. And we also have our modular charge kit, which clicks onto the side of the console, which has two USB cords in it for charging and also a cleaning brush and kind of a hidden compartment you can keep accessories in. And then we have our intercooler, which if you're familiar with past generations, that clips on in the back. And so all three of those accessories can be attached to a single PS4 at once and working in tandem. And then we have similar versions for Xbox One as well. So keep an eye out for the modular line of accessories from us this fall.
All right, good to go. Chris Arbogast, Nyko Director of Marketing, Nyko.com. Make sure you get a chance to follow them on Twitter, too. It's at Nyko Tech. Make sure you check all that stuff out. Make sure you go to Nyko.com. It's a lot of cool accessories there. Spend your money there if you want to get accessories for your gaming and everything else there. Chris, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, we'll be back right after this.